before me, a carrot colored ghost. And
you are listening to CFRO Community Radio Station on 102.7 FM. The upcoming show, Conscious Living Radio, is a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation.
This is Conscious Living Radio, and we're in the second half of our show, and we have Andrew Resmer, and my name is Judith Bradley, and we have with us in the second half of the show Linda Bassingthwaite, and she is a grandmother who works as a registered massage therapist. She's a peace walker, an environmental activist, and she's very active in social justice issues. And currently, she's an active member of the Willisa Go-Go's, one of the many grandmother groups across Canada which help fundraise for the Stephen Lewis Foundation and their work in Africa. And pretty soon, she's going to be heading off on a wonderful journey to Swaziland for the first Sub-Saharan African Grandmothers Meeting, a conference, I think. Is that right, Linda?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I leave on April 29th.
Mm-hmm. So I want to know all about that conference, but can you tell us a little bit more about what the Willisa Go-Go's are?
Well, the Willisa Go-Go's are one of the 240 grandmother groups across Canada that fundraise and support help support the Stephen Lewis Foundation mm-hmm. through our fundraising efforts. And there's a large number of groups in BC. And since 2004, we in BC have raised $750,000.
Wow.
Across Canada, there's been something like $4 million raised mm-hmm. by grandmothers.
Wow.
And Willisa in Zulu means to lend a helping hand.
Mm,
and that's the name
that's
we chose
doing.
For our own group, and
yes,
that's what we're doing.
That's wonderful. Now, the connection of grandmothers to grandmothers, what's the situation for grandmothers in Africa?
Oh, it's really, it's a real hard situation. Many, many grandmothers in these small villages find themselves raising their orphan grandchildren because their sons and their daughters have died or are desperately ill with HIV/AIDS.
Mm.
The pandemic has just kind of wiped out that middle generation that are the parents and leaving the grandmothers sometimes with 10, 12 children in a small hut with no amenities.
No.
Well, many of them have had to put a hoe over their shoulder and go back and start working the fields. And these are old women who also have health concerns.
Yes.
And some of them are HIV positive, too, that they've contracted the virus while they've been looking after their sons and daughters, or their grandchildren are HIV. So they're dealing with
special
ill children as well.
Yeah. Yes, I heard, read on the website, it's, in some places it's 40 to 60% of households are grandmother-led.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then there's a large number that are child-led as well,
yes,
which is really tragic.
So how is the grandmothers here helping there? Your fundraising is...
Fundraising is a big one, so that we can channel the money to the Stephen Lewis Foundation. And from the grassroots, we don't go in, or Stephen Lewis's foundation doesn't go in and say, this is what you need. Groups that are already, projects that are already existing, approach the Stephen Lewis Foundation. They have to be an already existing group with a bank account and looking like they're really doing something in the community. And so we're raising money to help continue those projects.
And what kind of projects are in operation? You
know? There are so many things. There's that Dare to Dine project that many, many groups put on dinners and had events. Now, that wasn't just for the Grandmothers Campaign, but many grandmother groups took part in that. Many groups do crafts, sell bags, sell cards. One of our members wrote a book, and we became the people who distributed the book. And so all the proceeds of that book went to the Stephen Lewis Foundation from our Willissa Go-Go group. But there are so many different projects happening, craft-wise and in other ways. Then there's two other aspects. There's the educational aspect and the advocacy aspect. That the grandmothers are.
Can you tell us a little bit about both of those?
Yes. Education, we have a speakers bureau, and it goes out to different interested groups to speak, adult groups, and then a whole educational program has been developed. Two of the women in my particular group have been really at the leading edge of developing the educational program to go out in the schools. And programs have been developed for primary, for middle, and for high school.
And is that teaching about HIV/AIDS or about Africa in particular?
Africa, the situation in Africa, the children, and the grandmothers.
And what's the purpose of the education?
A lot of the teachers have projects, like maybe to do with Africa that year, and they want to help the children engage the heart and think of other than themselves.
Right.
Here we are in the West with so much. Here's these children
with nothing.
And the children respond so beautifully. You know, they'll collect pennies. They'll have a fasting lunch hour and donate their lunch money, that kind of thing. And then the advocacy, right now the grandmothers have been really trying to have the government live up to their promise of allowing generic antiretroviral drugs to go to Africa.
That's a big political issue,
isn't it? It's a huge political issue, but we're working on it.
Very good.
I'm curious, Linda, why grandmothers? Why grandmothers of Canada are raising to take this amazing responsibility project on their shoulders, where you know, our Western civilization and culture is expecting people to work till they're 65 or whatever age is, and then enjoy, play golf, watch TV, and knit you know, sweaters for their grandsons or daughters in our country. But you and hundreds of other women feel that you have this responsibility, you have this obligation, you have this passion to help others on other part of in other part of the world. Why?
Well, I think when you reach this age, and especially having grandchildren, you feel like it's your time to give back. That is a part of growing older, and it's a very dynamic group of women that are involved in this. Many of them have had very high-level professional careers or been teachers or doctors and really have a lot of skills and organizational skills and know how to get things done. And still want to put those skills to use. Mm-hmm. And personally, and I know that this is true for many other women, hearing the story about the grandmothers and then being a grandmother myself and knowing what concern there must be for these children, because, you know, their lives are going to be limited.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to give the children as good good a chance as they can. It just touches the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So much. It touched my heart. I just knew that that's what I wanted to get behind. Also, knowing that Stephen Lewis Foundation was headed up by such, I really trust Stephen Lewis, and I find him such a man of integrity and just passionately caring about women and children and the HIV/AIDS pandemic.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel that this group, this age group of women and men, I would probably believe as well, retired, educated, with still lots of passion, lots of wisdom, our culture kind of has tendency to put those people aside, lock them up in old age homes and expect to, like, out of sight, out of mind, where there's a huge, enormous capacity and energy and wisdom that could be utilized, and this is just one of examples.
Yes.
Like how unutilized this group is in this wisdom and this potential is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been amazing. The women I've met, I'm just so impressed with how much energy and intelligence and interest they all have.
Mm-hmm.
And passion, really.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking with Brock too before about when you give, you receive. Mm. What are you receiving from doing this yourself?
Just a tremendous amount of satisfaction that I'm doing something in the world, that mm-hmm. I'm able to give. I'm so aware. I've done quite a bit of traveling in the third world, and then knowing how much we have here in the West and mm-hmm. how little
they have. Now, you're talking about fundraising. What is that money being used for? What difference is it making to the grandmothers? How does that money get used?
Oh, for varying different projects. It could be support groups that they themselves get educated about HIV/AIDS, mm-hmm. Work projects to earn money are started within those. There's health, it goes into health, it goes to education for children, it goes into school uniforms for children. Mm-hmm. They can't go to school without books and uniforms.
Yeah.
There's just an enormous amount of I think it's, you know, AIDS, HIV/AIDS is still something to be shameful about.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
and bringing these women together so that they can actually talk and not feel so isolated, and giving them psychological support as well as physical support, even things like building small one-room brick houses rather than these houses that collapse in big rains or winds.
Yes, right. And so will some of the money be going to bring these women together for this conference that you're going to? Oh, okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell us more about this conference. It sounds
well, this is
exciting.
A first. There's going to be approximately 400 to 500 grandmothers from Africa, from the countries that the Stephen Lewis Foundation actually funds projects within. They're coming together to brainstorm, talk, do work, you know, receive workshops and learn from each other,
mm-hmm.
and really empower each other.
Mm.
And what they wanted to do was invite some of the Canadian grandmothers so that we can witness, observe, support, and come back and tell their story.
Mm.
Each of us who have been chosen have committed a year to giving talks and writing articles.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
We've made a commitment.
Yeah.
And
And will you, how will that operate? Will you actually spend time with these women in their villages, or is this just the conference that you're going to?
Well, in the first place, we land in South Africa, and we will each have a chance to visit one of the projects that Stephen Lewis Foundation is funding. And then when we go into Swaziland, we'll be at the conference. We'll be taking part in workshops, but we'll also be there to serve. Yeah. We'll be serving food. We'll be registering. We'll be doing what we can to have the conference run smoothly for them.
Yeah.
But still, each of us will have time to go into workshops when we're not working and giving support.
Yeah.
So then we'll also be able to speak within, the circles that happen within the workshops and contribute a bit.
Participate as well.
Yeah,
not
be separate.
Yes, yeah. So the community of grandmothers.
Exactly.
With different experiences and different needs. Yeah.
And they really felt it was important for us to see all the good effects of our fundraising, that things are happening and things are changing for many grandmothers in these sub-Saharan African countries.
What about language? Is that going to be a problem, or is...
That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. I know that the grandmothers who have come over speak some English. And I honestly don't know that, Judith.
Okay. Have you met some of the grandmothers that have come
over? I have, yes. They've come to BC. There was a group that came to BC a couple years ago, and I was at a regional grandmothers gathering and got to meet a couple of them, yes.
Mm.
Can you maybe relay an example or one of the stories that you have heard specifically from one of those grandmothers that you have met in terms of how this work made a difference in their life or the life of their family?
Well, I can give an example that I often do when I go out and speak of a very, very distraught grandmother. This isn't one of the women that came. This was related to me by another group of two grandmothers that went from BC a couple years ago. And they were at a village, and a very, very distraught woman was just distraught. Her daughter had just died. She was realizing the enormity of her situation with grandchildren, and she was she just came up and buried her head in one of the women's laps and was sobbing. Well, she went on to have a small brick house built for her and the children. Like, she just couldn't imagine how she could keep the children in her little hut. And concretely, she had a little house built, and she never could have had that done if there hadn't been a group around her,
who could recognize and embrace and
and support, and also support her in her pain, as well as her need, her actual physical requirements.
Yes, that's right. Because it's not just that it's a problem to deal with. These women are traumatized by the extent of the loss.
And kids as well.
And the children,
And the children, yeah. I mean, they're grieving. Their parents are gone. Their sons and the women have outlived their sons and daughters. Yeah. That's a hard
It's so hard for me. I can't really, we talk about this, but really to actually get your mind around what that reality is like, it's really beyond anything I've ever experienced. I really can't I can empathize, but I really can't put myself in that position and know what that could be like, and where there's no help coming.
Yes, exactly.
It's generic. It's everybody. It's not just your own personal story. It's everybody around you.
That's right.
It's almost unbelievable, actually.
We're so fortunate in the West to have a social network.
Yeah. Yes, we are. We take it for granted and complain about it, but the
alternative
is...
But there is. Yeah. There is help. There just wasn't.
Yeah.
These women were just
completely
hopeless.
On their own.
And the person behind it is Stephen Lewis, who is coming to Vancouver in just 3 weeks.
Yes, he is.
Can you tell a little bit more about him personally? You know, it seems that you have enormous trust and respect for him and for his work. For those listeners, for myself, if you could tell a little bit more his story, why, who he is and how he started doing what he's doing right now.
I just want to emphasize that the grandmother groups are not part of the Stephen Lewis Foundation. We help support it
right.
and
mm-hmm.
fundraise. Mm-hmm. Stephen Lewis was appointed as the special envoy to the UN to do with HIV/AIDS, and he got more and more disillusioned about countries making promises and then promises not being kept. And because he felt so passionate about the need, you know, A, that there was a pandemic happening, and B, then the need to support people, both with HIV/AIDS and people raising orphans, etc. He started his foundation, the Stephen Lewis Foundation. Actually, the head of it is his daughter.
Hmm.
And so he is coming to speak to in Vancouver. He'll be in North Van on May the 3rd at the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver. And tickets are $75. It is a fundraiser. And available online at centennialtheater.com or call 604-984-4484 for tickets. Mm-hmm. And it's presented by the Greater Vancouver Go-Go's, the network of grandmother groups. Mm-hmm. And all the proceeds are will go to the Stephen Lewis Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't been to hear Stephen Lewis speak, I think it's really worth going.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's true the price is high, but when you know that money is going to something worthwhile, mm-hmm. if there's any way that you can go, he's a truly inspirational man. Not many people have dedicated their lives in the way that he has.
Exactly.
And he's not a young man himself either, is he?
I don't know how old he is.
Okay, I don't either, but he certainly has a lot of passion.
Yes, he does. He's riveting when mm-hmm. to hear him speak. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
Well, we have a few minutes left, and there's this one question that I like asking everybody at the end, and I would like you to tell us what, for you, after you got involved or before, what do you think is the purpose of your life right now?
The purpose of my life right now is to be as authentic as I can be, and to walk my talk and live my values. And I would say that.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of values, what if you could have this magic wand and teach others or change this world in some way and adopt those values in our community on this planet, how would that life look like? How would our planet look like?
Well, the word that comes to me is open-hearted and love, and that differences would be able to be talked about and worked with rather than that adversarial happening that's happening now with wars. And I'm not saying that there wouldn't be any of that, but mm-hmm. that would be my... I think we could move closer towards that if people were really open-hearted.
So it's... It seems that it's almost identical to what we had when we talked a few minutes ago with Brock. Mm-hmm. Peace, kindness, mm-hmm. help,
absolutely,
love.
Mm-hmm. All those values. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for women who may feel inspired after listening to our conversation with you, grandmothers who live here in Vancouver or anywhere else, how can they get in touch with you or with the organization that you represent and get involved? What needs to be done? Where do you need help? What areas of the organization need more members or more help with? And if you could explore that aspect.
Well, there's always a need for more grandmothers to get involved, and I know there's been a couple new groups starting in Vancouver just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And one out in Surrey, I believe. But the best way is to go online and go, it's StephenLewisFoundation.org, all one word, Stephen Lewis Foundation. And then go to the Grandmothers Campaign, and it has a list of all the groups across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no number I would like to give out over the air.
That's fine. Website's fine. Yeah. Stephen Lewis is PH Stephen.
That's right,
P-H.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And do you have to be a grandmother?
No, you know what we call ourselves? Grandmothers and others.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
There are so people that
grandfathers involved. And fathers. And
I'm not aware if there's any men mm-hmm. involved. Right mm-hmm. now, that I know
women.
Of, it's women. Mm-hmm. And this is, but there's definitely women that
are
grandmothers.
And behind every great woman, there's a man.
There is.
Right?
There is. Yeah.
So they're there helping anyway, I'm quite sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Many of, you know, garage sales and whatever mm-hmm. projects. Definitely.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming, Linda. And to remind everybody again that Stephen Lewis will be coming to Vancouver on May the 3rd at the Centennial Theatre in North Van.
And we do have links on our webpage to both to Stephen Lewis Foundation and to information about tickets for his presentation here in Vancouver.
Great.
So if you didn't have enough time to write down the number or other addresses, consciouslivingradio.org is the place where we can find all those details. And it is this time of the year where, as members of Co-op Radio Station, we are asked to fundraise to keep this station running. The way to fundraise is to become a member. Membership at radio station helps 80 different programs. Conscious Living Radio is just one of those programs. And to become a member, you can call 604-684-8494 or go online, coopradio.org. Again, a link to this is also posted on consciouslivingradio.org. Membership is only $50 for full membership, but there are also for people who feel that they want to support and cannot afford to pay $50 a year, there are other ways of making donations and other forms of memberships available as well, starting from, I believe, $10 and up. So again, coopradio.org or consciouslivingradio.org. Thank you.
Anything, nothing. I thought I was so enlightened, I was never frightened of anything, nothing. I was proud of what I thought, but what I thought was...
You have been listening to Conscious Living Radio, a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, the emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect a commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation. Tune in every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. to Co-op Radio 102.7 FM. For information about our past and future programming and free downloads of shows, go to consciouslivingradio.org.
Me provoked far too easily. Like a bee sting, I'm inflamed, 'cause I'm feeling like I'm getting blamed. I'm getting blamed. I was never frightened of